Dan Olson Bang.
I'm Tracy Bauer.
And you're listening to Syracuse University GradCast. Today we are discussing something that comes up a lot with people in our frequently asked questions, which is, what is Handshake? How do I use it? What's it good for? And so Tracy is our super user for Handshake, and I thought we could just ask her a few questions and find out what to do with it and how to make the most of this resource that all graduate students have. So Tracy, let's start off with this basic one. What is Handshake?
Handshake is a career portal that was developed by former students, and their mission is to democratize opportunities for all students. And their mission is to give all of the students a chance to build the career that they want, and no matter where they're from or what school they attend. Since oftentimes employers would choose certain universities over others to recruit, these former students realized there was a better system that they could develop to help employers connect with students. And Handshake is something that especially our master's students should be using quite a bit. And we'll talk about all the different things that you can do, but you should definitely get started by going to syr.joinhandshake.com and signing in with your SU NetID and password to kind of look around and explore to see what this career portal is. It's something that we use as a university and that employers use as well as students.
Thank you for the context for what Handshake is and its kind of origin story. What can a grad student do on or with Handshake?
There are several different things that you can do with Handshake. One is to create your profile, which can be shared with employers. You can also request appointments for one-on-one assistance with career offices across campus, including our office. So you can see our up-to-date availability, the types of things that we help students out with everything from reviewing a resume or cover letter to helping you with a job offer negotiation or understanding a job offer. So really that full life cycle. And sometimes you can request an appointment and talk to us about a variety of topics, but it just gives us a chance to understand what your main question might be. You can also find career events hosted by different SU offices and different employers. So you could find some in-person or virtual events, different activities. We have all of our challenges in Handshake that you can sign up for and see the dates for. You can also attend virtual career fairs, research employers, and prep for those career fairs. There are additional resources that Handshake provides for students, so we'll link those in our show notes as well. And then probably what a lot of our mainly master students are looking for is applying to jobs and internships. Now, this is also the portal where you can apply to on-campus jobs while you're here as a student, but then also looking for off-campus jobs. So Handshake is not the only place where you can apply to these jobs and internships, but it's a great place to start as the employers are really looking for Syracuse University students when they post the jobs to our portal. For PhD students that are listening, the main thing you would want to use Handshake for is most likely requesting appointments for one-on-one assistance with us here in our office or other offices across campus, as well as look at the information for our different career events that we're hosting. And you can search for these events, and we also do our best to notify you about these events within Handshake, as well as by sending you emails, which are generated through our Handshake system. So that way you're right in the system when you're clicking on different links that we provide, so you can find out the information of all of the details of the events.
Tracy, most students, I would think, are going to be working with this on their cell phone. So what do they do to do that? Do they have to go to the web? Is there an app?
So you can use Handshake on either, you know, an internet browser or on your smartphone. There is an app. I do think that there are multiple benefits to downloading the app to your smartphone, and that includes different appointment reminders. So that way, if you set up an appointment with Dan or myself, that you'll get reminded within the app as part of your notifications. And then you can also use it with an internet browser, which may give you, you know, obviously a bigger screen to look at the different pieces of information that we have listed for you. But I definitely think it's something you should look at, especially as a master's student, a couple of times a month. You know, we try to let you know about different events, but you may find some things that you hadn't heard about with different employers. So you should keep checking that. And if you have any questions about how to use Handshake, We have an email address, handshake@syr.edu. We have a tech specialist who can help you with that. Or if you have any questions about something, you can always try to reach out to Dan or myself, and we'll do our best to help you as well. But Handshake is definitely something that you should be utilizing and looking into and spending some time on to get familiar with. Handshake is always updating their offerings and always looking to improve based on student feedback, career services feedback, and employer feedback. So if you log into it periodically, you'll see those updates, you'll get notifications, and you'll be able to fully utilize the tool as it keeps evolving as you are here as a grad student. We hope that you will use Handshake quite a bit and you'll attend our events as well as make appointments with us.
Thanks so much, Tracy. You've been listening to Syracuse University GradCast. Have a great day.